Hey everybody, this is Matt at Box of Cameras. Thanks again for tuning in, listening, asking questions, all that other good stuff. Anyways, I'm not going to do a full-on regular old podcast, even though I don't really know what that looks like or sounds like, but this is really just a quick follow-up to the previous podcast about do-it-yourself ECN2, Eastman Color Negative 2 developer. If this is your first time, go back one episode and listen to that one, and you'll know exactly what we're talking about. I mixed up a batch of color developers straight from chemistry from a blog post that I read elsewhere. I've seen other people do this, so I decided I would hop in with both feet. So I mixed the chemistry up. And 2 days ago, I developed it, scanned it last evening, and posted one picture. I think I've only got one up on the negative positives photography. I can't even say it. Negative Positives Film Photography Podcast Facebook page, and also on my feed on Instagram, Box of Cameras. So you can see photos there. By the time you listen to this, I'll probably have another couple of them up. So I really just wanted to go through the process and touch on a few things that, you know, of course me, I never even considered. First off is the actual steps of the process. You know, there's a few extra steps and you're using some other chemistry. And so for me, you know, since I'm using my regular black and white fixer, I had the, you know, that fixer's, I've got it mixed up in, I believe it's a 2.5 gallon or 2 gallon jug. So I had to heat that up, bring it up to the 106 degree Fahrenheit temperature, along with my photo flow at the end. Let's see what else was there. I had another big jug in there. Oh, also my stop bath and my, my wash, my wash to remove the, fixer. I'm calling a blank on my, brain right now. Anyways, really, since I'm using a few more bottles, I used to just do whenever I did C41, I'd mix up a liter of it, and I would put the two developers into a small bucket. Well, now I've got six jugs, ranging from 1 liter, well, in this case, a liter and a half, up to 2.5 gallons. And those, bottom line is they're all big jugs, and they no longer fit in my little bucket that I was using to maintain my water temperature. So I had to use the laundry basin that we use for, rinsing out clothes and whatnot. Great big thing. It holds plenty of water, and that just means it holds plenty of water. The downside is that it took away my sink that I would use when I normally would pour out rinse water. Fortunately, I had a bucket that I wasn't using at the time, so I just emptied out the rinse water and whatnot from there. I did use a sous vide to maintain the temperature. Essentially what I did is I put all the bottles of chemistry into the wash basin, into the sink, filled it up with several gallons of hot water straight from my hot water heater, which runs about 120. I don't keep it terribly hot, but it runs about 120 degrees Fahrenheit, maybe 130-ish. It's not any warmer than that. So I ran a bunch of water in there, let the jugs take on the heat and hook the sous vide up and turn that on. And then I went and loaded film and did all my pre-prep work to start developing. So by the time I get back to the water, it's pretty much spot on at 106 degrees Fahrenheit. So did a quick rinse just to bring the film up to temperature. This film has a rim jet on it. Both the films that I developed had rim jet on them. Kodak Vision 2 250D and Fujifilm F500, both cinema films, and both had Remjet on them. And so when you rinse them, you pour the rinse water out, no Remjet comes out. So there's a couple different methods to remove it. I'm not going to go into the details, but I chose the method of just developing the film and using a microfiber cloth to wipe off the Remjet at the end. Pros and cons for different methods. Again, I won't go into that here. So the one of the cons, though, is that when you add your developer and you do your normal agitation schedule, when you go to put that developer back into the jar that it came from, initially comes out looking kind of like a pale purple, and then when you dump it back in, it's jet black. All the carbon and all the Remjet essentially comes off in the developer. Now, it doesn't harm anything down the line. You can continue to use the developer. It's just always kind of shocking to see. So I did that, rinsed. Again, I just had a big tub of water, so I used that. But I had to empty the rinse water into a bucket. And so then, from there you go, and then you add the bleach. The bleach took the rest of the Remjet with it, which is fine. And again, rinse and dispose, and then carry on with fixing, which was just like normal fixing. No issues there. I did use my fix remover. Gosh, why can't I remember what that is? Anyways, so when I used that, it did tend to pull some of the color out into that, and I don't know, it doesn't really bother me, but I'm just, in my mind that should have come out clear, and yet maybe it shouldn't. I don't really know. My first time doing this. And then from there, go on to, after the fixing was done, essentially at that point, I opened up the developing tank, pull the reels out, everything in there looks fine, and this is where I'm going to go to remove the Remjet. So I remove the film from the spools, and I hang the film up and just grab a very wet microfiber cloth, wipe it down, and lo and behold, there is no Remjet left on this stuff. And that's cool. That's sort of what I expected. I know where the Remjet is. It's in the developer, and it's in the bleach. Again, not a big deal. And so then after that, I did a good heavy rinse with PhotoFlow and hung it up to dry. The stuff came out spotless. The film has some slight cupping. We're kind of in that time of year. Nothing bad or anything like that. So, hung it up to dry. Everything's cool. Now, once again, I'm using some pretty old, expired color film. Stuff that, most people wouldn't touch. I think it expired in 90. One of the rolls expired in, I think, the year 2000. Or let's see. Yeah, the Fujifilm expired in 2000, and the Kodak, I believe, expired. Oh, it also expired in 2000. Okay, so we're talking 18 years. It's basically 20 years since it was manufactured. God only knows how it was stored. So you got some, some expected things like some color shifting and some grain. And I'm always down with both of those. So when I went to scan it, I got some really, this stuff really tilted towards the yellow and the warm. Hardly any blues came through. I had to make some adjustments while scanning, and I'm not very good at that. Any post-production stuff that you do on your computer, I'm not very good at that. So I kind of messed around with my scanning software as best I could. And then afterwards, when I looked at it, I didn't really adjust any of the colors or anything like that. I just did it all in the scan. Again, the stuff that I had comes out a little on the yellowish side. Not a lot of blues coming through. The greens were very muted. The reds, depending upon how I adjusted the software and depending upon the exposure, kind of were washed out as well. So a lot of it has to do with, you know, there's definitely some issues here. A lot of it is user induced. Again, expired film. Probably most of it was overexposed. I was playing around with the ISO on these particular rolls of film. This is stuff I usually shoot at about 300, 320 ISO, right in there. Maybe down to 250. One of them I shot at 125, and the other one I shot at 200. And then just, you know, took those as my numbers and either used the meter in the camera when I remembered, or Sunny 16'd it. So a lot of these shots are overexposed or washed out, color shifted, grainy. All in all, pretty successful as far as I'm concerned. My main thing here is that this developer worked exactly as predicted. No issues with developing the film. The film looks like it came straight from a professional lab. Everything else comes from me and the age of the film. So looking forward to doing some more experiments with this. Going to use some regular C41 films. And I'm also going to do another cross process with some old expired Ektachrome. And we're just going to play around with this and see what we get. I think I'll have a much better feel for how this developer works here after I finish my backlog. I've got about 15 or 18 rolls of film I need to get done. Anyways, I'm going to bring it to an end here. This is really all I'm going to put up here. I just want everybody to know that in my mind, this developer was very successful. It works fine. Now I need to tweak how I'm going to use it and tweak my process, especially, you know, what am I going to do with these large jugs? How am I going to bring everything to temperature? How am I going to be able to use my sink? Got to think those things through, as well as how I'm going to approach the scanning and whatnot. Anyways, thanks again for listening. If you have any questions, by all means, you can reach out to me through the Anchor app. Leave me a voice message. You can reach out to me through my Instagram feed, Box of Cameras, on Instagram. Also on Instagram is Matt Melcher. I'm also on Flickr as Matt Melcher. And I hang out in the Negative Positives Film Photography Podcast Facebook group on occasion as well. I've got a couple pictures up there. Leave me a comment. Ask me a question. Happy to help you out. This is Matt. Once again, have yourselves a great day. Get out there and shoot some film. And tag yourself. Share your photos with people. Let's enjoy it. Again, this is Matt. Have a great day.